Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. All right. It is 7:30 p.m. on Friday evening. You are listening to Local Motives on WMPG and W281AC, Gorham, Portland, Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. My name's Josh. It's good to be back. I wasn't here last week for Rural Ghosts, which made me a little sad. I listened to a little bit of it today and sounded really good. And Rick and Elaine did a great job, and I thank them very much for filling in for me. I was in a plane or stuck in an airport. I don't even remember, but yeah. So I'm glad to be back. I've over the last month, I feel like I haven't been here very much, but now all my plans are through, and I hope to be here all the time. I did just post the show from last week on localmotives.org, as well as the week before, the Banditos. That one is up as well. Tonight, though, we've got When Particles Collide in the studio. You guys hear me okay? Oh, good, you can. Hold on, let me turn your microphones on and we'll talk.
Hi.
Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's awesome. Everything's awesome.
I can hear you guys. You can hear me. The world's a good place.
Yes.
So thank you very much for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Now, you guys have to travel a ways? Do you?
Well, actually, we only had to travel an hour, which is exactly half as long as we used to have to travel to get to Portland from Bangor. So, and really, we love to come to Portland, so we spend a lot of time here.
Well,
no worries.
It's a nice place.
It's a beautiful place.
Chris, is your mic on back there?
I think it is.
Okay,
there it is.
Yep. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, it's totally working. She just likes to talk. I don't get any words in ever.
This band is a marriage.
So quick introductions for people out there. You want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Sasha, and I play guitar, and I sing in this band. And during the daytime, I teach high school chemistry.
I'm Chris. I'm the drummer. And during the daytime, while she's teaching chemistry, I'm allowed to talk in the house all by myself.
That must be special for you.
It is. I finally get a word in.
Do you? Well, never mind.
She still finds a way to say no from wherever she is.
My wife might be listening. I'm not going to say a word.
It's safe.
It's called subtext, which is even more hilarious on radio.
Radio's a good place to be.
When you are as good looking as Chris and I, it's a great place to be.
We're all here for a reason.
Happy Friday night.
Happy Friday night.
Friday night.
You guys just put out a new CD, right?
We did on September 3rd.
So it's only a couple months old.
Barely a month
almost,
and a half.
Almost 2 months,
I guess, yeah.
If it were a baby, it'd still be throwing up everywhere.
Yeah, it'd still
pooping.
Be in diapers, yeah.
But we'll talk more about
clean
CD in a
diapers.
Little bit. Do you guys want to start with a song, though?
Yes.
You want to Want to play a little something?
We're going to play a track from the record. It's track number 4 on the record. That's right. And it's called Perfect Teeth.
All right. When Particles Collide, live here in the WMPG studio. That was Perfect Teeth. That one, it happens to be on the new CD.
Not Ego. A coincidence.
No?
No.
And so, Ego is the new CD, and people can get this online. Probably when particlescollide.com, best place to go.
Yeah, they can also, we've had a lot of folks, a lot of our friends and fans and family around the country buy it through Bull Moose. So you can still buy it at bullmoose.com, and we highly recommend doing that. I just had an old not that he's old, but a high school friend of mine from high school just purchased it through Bull Moose, and he got it in the mail and listened to it, and he says it makes his commute much more enjoyable. So there is better driving through this record, apparently.
That's right. Better living.
Better living through ego. I don't think that's generally good advice, but...
Better living through chemistry.
That is good advice.
Yeah. So, you know that album, Better Living Through Chemistry? Semisonic?
I don't know it. I should listen to it, shouldn't I?
I think so, but a lot of people, you know, Semisonic, Closing Time, that's it.
We hear Closing Time every night at 7 o'clock.
We do. When the dining hall closes.
They played at the dining hall to get all the children out of the dining hall. So every night, Closing Time.
Yeah, the first time it happened, I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then I realized, oh, they're going to play this every night.
It did start with Britney Spears last night, though, for about 30 seconds, and then went straight into Closing Time.
Jeez. I love the band, but I don't know. Every night might be a little much, I guess. Especially, 15 years later or whatever it is.
I don't want to think about how much later it is. It was yesterday.
I would still play the same song every day if someone paid me as much as they probably got paid to play Closing Time for 15 years.
Off track here, but just real quick.
Yes.
The drummer for that band wrote a memoir of being in Semisonic, and it's one of the best rock books I've ever read. It was just really interesting because, you know, they'd go out on tour and they'd sit depressed in their hotel rooms, and it was a very honest look at what it was like for them. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Semisonic.
Well, we can talk about what it's like when Particles Collide tours.
What's it like when Particles Collide tour?
We don't get depressed in our hotel room because we're busy watching Storage Wars.
Very true. Or Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah. Have we watched that? I don't remember that one.
You're usually taking a shower.
Oh, that's good. Or... So we're clean and we watch TV.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I spent my days in a hotel last week.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that.
There's a lot of convenience store hot dogs.
There's a lot of convenience store food. So if you want to know what it's like to be on tour, it's a lot of hurrying up than waiting and eating convenience store food. But the best part is meeting new people that you wouldn't meet otherwise. Yeah. And honestly, I mean, I don't know, I have to read this book that you were just talking about, but for us, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to go on tour a bunch in the last 2 years, it's meeting people for the first time and making friends all over, you know, that you wouldn't otherwise make, that I think has been the most fun.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of free CDs, which is great.
Free CDs are always good.
Definitely.
Now, you guys have a show tomorrow, actually, down in Mass, right?
We do.
And then what about after that? Anything
we are playing. Yeah, this is especially good for our local listeners at WMPG. We are playing Saturday, November 2nd at the Asylum with the folks who were on here last week with Rural Ghosts, mm-hmm. and also with a band from Boston called Air Traffic Controller. And nice. So a lot of local music and in a great space with a great sound system. So that's next Saturday at Asylum.
Be there.
Be there.
You could make a day of it. You could come to the WMPG record sale in the morning.
I think that's a great
idea. From 10 to 3. And then you could go grab some lunch or some dinner and then go over to the Asylum.
I think you've just made a winning suggestion.
I just made a lot of people's weekends right there.
Yes, you did.
So, you're welcome, everybody.
It'll be fun. I think I might do it. Why not?
I hope you do.
Load up on records before you go play.
I need some records. I'm going to need some food. And then I suppose I could go to that show.
Yeah. Record load, carb load, you know.
I was hoping they might get the food trucks out for the record sale over there.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
The cupcake truck, man. Love cupcakes.
I haven't been to the cupcake truck.
They came and did our record release at Bull Moose. We did a little listening party at Bull Moose, and they brought the cupcake truck and made special When Particles Collide cupcakes.
Really?
And they were friggin' amazing.
It's true.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's awesome.
It happened.
Yeah, it did.
They were pink and black.
It's on Instagram.
Pink and black and white. It was great.
Yeah, chocolate.
Pink and black and white, the colors of the CD.
It's jokes that don't work on radio.
It's a really eye-catching CD, though. Like I was saying before, but you can't miss it if you go to the store, if you go over to Bull Moose. You look in the local section, and it's pretty bright.
It's the bright pink one.
Yep. So that's what you should do. You should go over to Bull Moose.
Yes.
Pick it up.
Always a good idea.
Always.
It's almost Christmas, so you could start shopping early.
That's right.
Buy lots of copies. It's under $10. It's perfect. It's like $7, $6.97 or $6.96. It's cheap. I'd spend that on my brother.
I was just going to say, the perfect gift to get that ornery teenager in your life.
Exactly.
You want to play some more music?
I do.
Yeah.
This is not on that record. It's on the previous record we released called Pop, Pop, Bang, Bang. And this is a song about science.
All right. So this is When Particles Collide, live on WMPG. Calculations on moles. Stay in school.
You might learn something. I don't know what it means, and I'm in the band.
And so that was from Pop, Pop, Bang, Bang, you said?
Yes.
And
you can buy that at Bull Moose as well.
There you go. And Making Enemies, is that also at the Bull Moose?
That is only available online.
Oh.
Look at that.
So, but, I mean, they could get, like... Somebody could gift two different When Particles Collide CDs.
They could totally do that. They could buy two CDs, and they could also buy a shirt from us. And I'm sure that Chris is available for some sort of service.
Yeah, I can do... I'll do drum lessons. I'll do... I can cut vegetables really well. When I had to quit my job for this band, I had a great job. I made tons of money. And... I was not allowed to stay there anymore because I didn't have enough time, so I had to quit my job. And then I needed to get out of the house because I was talking to the cats. I said, I need to do something. So I ended up going to work at one of my favorite bars in Bangor, Patty Murphy's, if anyone listening there, which I doubt they are because it's very far away, and they're in the kitchen cooking. I got a job there. I was like, I need something to do. And they're like, can you cut vegetables? I'm like, I've never cut them before. And it will probably go really slow at first because I make sure I don't cut my fingers off. But after that, you know, I think I'll be okay. So, you know, I cut vegetables. So I can come over and cut vegetables if you're going to make a salad, if you think you might saute something, if you're going to take some, if you're going to do quote unquote dinner vegetables for your dinner, which is just putting them in a plastic bag and sticking it in the microwave for 30 seconds. Guess what, people? They don't really cook it. It goes in a microwave. Every single one of these places in Portland's probably the same.
Oh my God. We're getting in so much trouble.
Well, now the secret's out.
Secret's out. But that's really the only thing that goes in the microwave.
So,
right.
Buy the CDs. Maybe buy a shirt and hire Chris.
Yeah.
I'll make you all of your vegetables.
I'll make your dinner vegetables the best you've ever had. You'll swear you got them at an Irish pub.
Ding.
Irish pub. Right. Back to your music, though. So.
Right.
Right. So why is this? I'm looking at your about page on your website,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So why is the Mass to Energy no longer available?
It was our first recording, so it sort of was a demo. And since we put that out, we've, you know, I think like all bands progressed. I mean, I don't know in what direction, but we've definitely progressed. And it's not something that we wanted to show off to the world is what we're doing currently.
Yeah.
So it's sort of it represents this really special run. We had the CDs made in town by a friend of ours, and then we took paper bags that, you know, had whatever in them before.
Groceries.
And
vegetables.
Vegetables. And dry vegetables. And we cut the sleeves for the CDs, and we folded them, and then we took diagrams from an old physics textbook, and we rubber cemented those on. So there's sort of these unique things. And, you know, for those of us who've been... The people who have been supporting us since we started 2.5 years ago, is sort of like a special thing. And so I like the idea that only, you know, 100 people have them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also like the idea that when people first encounter us online, which is, you know, it's always really hard because it's much better to encounter a band in person and live.
Right.
We'd like the recordings that people hear to be the sort of shiniest, most polished stuff that we have. So they're sort of, those are like your special, you know, socks with the holes in them that you wear. Just,
yep. I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There you go.
Have any of the songs from that made it onto the other three?
Yeah. Yeah. There are definitely a couple. Dear Rachel, which was on the first recording, made it to Pop Pop Bang Bang. Should Have Been Me.
Yeah.
Also found its way onto Pop Pop Bang Bang. And if you want to listen to Not High School, there is a video online. So there are three songs out of those songs that are completely not lost. They exist in the world.
Nothing's completely lost.
They might all make it onto a CD at
you
some
know,
point. You never know.
I grew up without the digital age.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things I did in my misspent youth that are totally lost. They're completely lost. I promise.
I don't think I'd want to be young today.
Nope, me neither.
No way.
No.
Digging it old style.
Yeah. But that's pretty good though. I mean, four releases in 2.5 years, that's you've kept busy.
Well, it helps that we're a duo, and it helps that we live together.
Yeah.
And then I'm a bossy boss. So all those things really help.
Sometimes it does.
Did we just go there again?
I don't know what's going on. Some more music?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's play another thing from the record. This is called Not What I'm Under.
No, it's not what I'm under. No, that is not for me. No, it's not what I'm under. You can feel the rest. Chicken.
Right, When Particles Collide, live on WMPG, your Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. You are listening to Local Motives, and for the next hour or so, When Particles Collide will be live here in the studio, so keep listening. How's it going in there?
It's going really well. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
You guys sound great.
Oh, thank you. It's nice job with the sound, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, we
had great. A whole team in for you.
I know. It was really exciting.
There's only two of us.
I know. I was like, all yeah, right.
You guys were outnumbered 2-1.
Yeah, it was.
It was exciting. Still is.
Still is.
Still is.
Yeah. Everybody's left. Reed and Dan are in the other room taking care of the sound. But,
hey, guys.
Larson and Seamus were here, too, I think, and... I think that's it.
Did they go get us pizza? Is that where they went?
I don't know where they went. He asked, Larson asked if he could bail out early.
That
kids.
Foolish, foolish boy. He's at home watching
kids.
TV.
Eating Hot Pockets.
Eating Hot Pockets. That's not my joke.
Delicious, crispy Hot Pockets.
There's certain things that are tasty only when you are like a 19 or 20-year-old male.
It's true. I am well past that, and I try to buy Hot Pockets every now and then, and they're terrible.
Right, like combos? Combos are not for adults.
Nope.
Pringles are, however.
Pringles are delicious.
Forever delicious.
Forever.
Pringles.
It's the can.
It is. It's the can. Although it kind of feels like you might be eating a tennis ball. That's the only weird thing.
Forever delicious.
You've been watching too much Mad Men.
I have been watching too much Mad Men. Are we doing a good job?
You're doing a great job.
I was talking about not local music, but things that make...
That's okay. You know what? I just want people to come in here and be comfortable enough to just talk about whatever suits them.
I so thought you were going to say fart. I hope people
you
are
guys
comfortable
are the only two there
to fart.
You guys are the only two in the room. You do whatever you want.
Please don't.
Is the window still open?
It is.
Sure
okay,
is.
There you go. You're fine.
It's right behind her, too, so it's kind of perfect.
So
perfect.
So this new CD you guys recorded at the Halo, I see.
We did, right here in Wyndham.
Yep. That place is beautiful. I haven't been, but I've seen a lot of pictures.
It's, you know, I think one of my favorite things about it, there are a lot of favorite things, you know, the people who... run it, Darren Elder and Carl Anderson, who are production partners, and they're also in the band The Wrecking. I mean, they are two of the nicest, most genuine people I've had the pleasure to meet and work with. And, of course, John Wyman does work out of the Halo as well. So it's great people involved in that space. And then it's also a beautiful space. And I think for us, one of the things that was so great about working there was you walk in and you think to yourself, okay, now I've got to be a professional because this place deserves my best, my absolute best performance, my best creativity. And I think that in particular just sets a tone that you don't get in other places sometimes. So it was really helpful for us in that way, I think.
Yeah.
I will agree if that's what the look is for.
No.
It's totally true. It was one of those, like, happen-by-chance kind of things where we were invited to just come check out the studio. We'd already been recording this album, like, by ourselves, but hit a brick wall, and we just happened to meet them, and they were like, you should come check out the studio. And we were talking to some other friends, the other Bones, who recorded with John Wyman, and we're like, as soon as you go in, you're not going to want to leave. I'm like, really? Is that really what's going to happen? You really think that's going to happen? And sure enough, we went in. I'm like, I will sell my kidney to be able to record an album here. I'll do whatever I have to. So lo and behold, we made an album there, and it was probably the best experience I've had in a studio ever.
Yeah. And the other cool thing I'll say about making this record is because it's such a well-made record, I feel really comfortable and confident asking people to listen to it and to buy it, actually. You know, it is well worth the $7 you'll pay at Bull Moose because it is really quality. It sounds as good sonically as anything on the radio. And it's, you know, it represents the work of people in Maine as well, which I really like. There's a lot of guest appearances. Speaking of the Other Bones, yeah. Loretta Allen's on it, and Eric Schneer is on it. Sarah Halley Richardson, who's a great local singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. Lends her beautiful voice to a track, and Peter McLaughlin of the Milkman's Union and Wes Hartley's band is on there. Yep. And Chris's brother, Jeremy, who's a trained jazz musician, is on it. So it just, you know, it really brings together a lot of Maine folks really trying to do their best by these crazy rock songs we wrote. So it's really nice, and it's a nice piece of work. So we're really pleased with it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
It's very good that you're comfortable asking people to buy it. I mean, that's...
It's weird because I've been making music for a long time, and this is definitely... I mean, I've always wanted people to listen. I've always felt good about my performance and my songwriting, mm-hmm. but I feel like this is just beyond just the songwriting and performance. Like, it sonically is just so well put together that I feel really comfortable being like, hey, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
You will want to listen to this.
And maybe a little later or at some point we can play a track off this. I know you're playing like all of them, right?
We can leave one off and then we can play the studio version.
Oh, whatever. Whatever you guys want to do.
Cool.
Yeah, you want to play another song then?
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Do you want to play one off the record or do you want to play Craziness, Christopher?
What is Craziness? I don't know this song. I've never seen that on a set list before.
You want to play one of the new ones?
Yeah, we can do that.
You want to play Constant Disaster with me?
Sure.
The song is called Constant Disaster.
All right. When Particles Collide, live on WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland.
You built your own wide open, and I can see your catastrophe.
That's a friggin' good song.
Thanks. We just wrote it. Thank you.
Oh, jeez. My chair just collapsed on
me. Oh, no. That's terrible.
Lay off the Halloween candy.
Lay off the combos.
Yeah, right.
I broke something, apparently.
No, it's not you.
It's not you, it's me.
There, it's fixed, see?
There you go. Is your chair fixed?
Yeah. It's bound to happen again, but no, the chair's not fixed. I should be using a different chair. But anyway, so When Particles Collide is the band here on Local Motives this evening. Sasha and Chris.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, you guys. You guys, wait up.
So you guys moved over across the border?
We did.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing. We're closer to a lot of our friends in Maine now that we moved closer to Portland, but people still feel like we're far away. We moved to Exeter, New Hampshire, where I got a job teaching at Phillips Exeter, which is a private boarding school. So we live right on campus, but, you know, it was a good choice for us because it keeps us close to family and friends.
Yeah.
And keeps us in Maine as much as possible, but also affords us a little relief on the living costs. And it's also a great career move for me for that teaching thing that I do. It's a great teaching gig, as they say.
It does also technically save a lot of time just driving.
Yeah, well, it's a lot easier to get to New York and Boston.
It takes an hour to get to Boston now instead of four.
Which is really nice. So
I bet.
You know,
it's amazing.
It's nice. It's a nice place, and it every once in a while really feels like we're at Hogwarts, which is fun.
Except for the magic.
I teach chemistry, so hey.
She teaches potions.
All right. All right, I got you.
I am always tempted to walk around in a robe. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have a Gryffindor tie because I'm a nerd, a Harry Potter nerd. So I might even be reading book one again. I don't know. Like, I've got better stuff to do, but, you know.
I keep trying to read it. I keep trying to read it to my kids, but they're just not old enough for it yet. It doesn't hold their
interest.
It'll come.
They will be.
I am reading the Philosopher's Stone, so I'm reading the British version right now.
He's reading it in an accent. It's really annoying to watch him read.
Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha. Funny joke.
Not really, but, you know.
I know.
So how many songs have you guys played? Four? Five?
We have played one, two, three. We've played four songs live.
All right.
Of them dead. Sorry. We have played four songs live.
No, I was just trying to figure out where we were and how much time we had and things like that.
I have no idea.
We've got like 50 minutes.
Yeah, Sasha's going to go back and lip sync tonight.
I have to go back to the campus, and the girls in my dorm are having a late night talent show, although I know that for a fact that one of the talents is eating like five pickles in a row. So I don't want you to like get overwhelmed by the talent, but I will be lip syncing along with my fellow dorm faculty to Girls Just Want to Have Fun. So that's happening later, just in case anybody needs a visual.
She practiced the whole way up here.
No, I did not. I practiced singing along to Dookie because we're playing all of Dookie in its entirety tomorrow night in Boston.
Oh, so you're not just masquerading as Dookie.
No.
As
we're always masquerading as poop. We do a pretty darn good job, I might add.
Sorry about that.
Freud.
No, but so you're actually doing Green Day. You're not just...
Yeah, totally.
No, we're not... I mean, you
I
know,
thought I, you were just dressing up for the night or something.
No, I'm far too good-looking to be Billy Joe, really. I hope sarcasm translates on the radio. We've done this before. We did it at a cover-to-cover here in Portland at the Big Easy with Jason Elvin, who's in Grand Hotel. He played bass, and our friend Sarah Farnham from Bangor sings backups, and the team is getting back together. We're getting the band back together, man. And we're going down to Boston. We're playing in Somerville at a place called Radio, and we're going to play the whole album from front to back. start to finish.
Including,
yes.
Including a little hidden track there.
That's all Chris Viner. Yeah. You know, when we played it before, I was really nervous, and it's kind of, it's an iconic album, and right. I am a woman, and, you know, so I was a little nervous about doing it justice and not having people be annoyed. So I worked really hard, and, you know, so we played it, and I felt like I did a really good job, and I pulled it off, and I was feeling really good about myself. And then I get off the stage of the Big Easy, and people are cheering, and it feels really good. And then Chris gets out from behind the drums, strolls over and grabs my acoustic guitar. And at that point, I may as well not even have existed. It was like, and then he just gets up on the stool and just obliterates any sort of audience love I had managed to cull from the audience. And it was just all about Chris, because he nailed that. You did a great job, babe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was fun.
He was all by himself. His self. I teach chemistry, not English.
94 was one of my favorite years for music. And people argue with me that I'm wrong. But there's a lot of good albums that year.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is not talk radio. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what hit me when we finally moved to this new school, was when a girl told me that her mom had gone to a Green Day concert when she was pregnant with her daughter. And, you know, talking about Dookie and 94, I'm like, these kids weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
They don't even, I mean, they know Green Day because, you know, they just came out with a new album, but yeah, had they not, they would have been like, I don't know who Green Day is. Never heard of them. Like, my mom has a CD.
Do you weird CD? Yeah, I tried to sell one of my friends a CD in New York the other day, and he was like, I can't. I was like, what do you mean you can't? He's like, my new computer has no slot for that. Yep.
That's terrible.
Moving on, it's right, awful. Yeah.
So do you want to hear the song that we wrote right after we finished learning all of Dookie?
Sure.
It may sound a lot like
Green Day.
Sometimes we don't even call it by its real name.
This song is called Green Day.
But sometimes we just call it, you don't want to play that. I mean, normally we don't try to emulate other artists or anything, but this one just fell out of ourselves.
All right. It's here.
Chris was fired. I forgot to play a verse. I skipped an entire verse.
Oh, well.
But nobody needs to know that. It's the same exact, they're the exact same words as the first verse.
It got more Green Day. We just cut out an entire verse, made it even shorter. So,
yeah, so it's even more Green Day.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's what I meant.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
Sit in booby traps.
Booby traps.
Booty traps.
What's that? Booby traps.
Oh, what happened to your microphone there?
I got a bum cord in here. There we go.
Nice bum.
It's working. Setting booby traps. Data. It's one of the best movies ever.
I agree with you.
Thank you. I can't wait to show it to the girls in the dorm. We're going to have classic movie night, and that's going to be my job. And it's totally a classic movie for me.
Yeah, my brother-in-law. Yeah, brother-in-law, right? Yeah.
That guy.
Is he married to your sister or your brother?
I'm married to his sister.
Okay, yeah, so right. I guess so.
But anyway, yeah, he was recently going on about how The Goonies was... Well, he wasn't. He doesn't like it very much. Thinks it's just terribly overrated and only survives on nostalgia.
On the Cyndi Lauper song at the end?
Yeah, that's exactly what it survives on. So, When Particles Collide is the band here tonight.
Not Green Day, in case you got confused. Right.
Oh, Lord.
And they've got a new CD out called Ego that you can pick up at local Bull Moose or bullmoose.com, I suppose.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Could go to whenparticlescollide.com and read all about them. And what?
In case you're playing trivia.
Are we
my mom is running it.
Are we going to play trivia now?
We could.
Look, there's a store there. T-shirts.
Yes.
There's videos.
Yes.
Yep. The video's loaded, right? All kinds of stuff there for you. But tonight for the next 40 minutes, they'll be here playing. Right?
Yeah.
Yay.
I think we'll probably play some more songs off that record, which would probably be wise.
You could.
Or actually just play one off the record.
We can do that.
So people can hear what the actual album sounds like.
How about...
just saying.
How about this? How about you guys do another one live, and then you can take a little break. I'll play something off the CD, and I've got to do a couple things.
We're going to walk outside, and he's going to lock the door.
Pink drum set.
No. I'm having a great time.
Okay.
So once we get to the CD,
yes,
what would you like me to play?
I think that I would like you to play the last track, actually, okay, which is called Distraction, because it's got some really cool woodwinds that are arranged by Chris's brother Jeremy, and also he plays in the bridge. He plays flute through a delay pedal, so that just needs to be heard. I think
that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
All right, we can do that.
Nice.
What are you going to play before that?
We are going to play Finally Found the One.
Sweet. It's a good song. It's off that album.
It is. You can buy it on our album, Ego. Available at Bull Moose.
That's right.
Are we just starting this song?
Yeah. Whatever you want to do, babe.
What? You just
normally,
tell me.
Let me explain. So normally, I just took teacher mode. Sorry. let me explain. Normally when we play this song live, Chris does a drum solo before. Do you want the drum solo?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I usually say. This is my husband, Chris.
We'll be right back.
star ego. I finally found the one that does not take me to the pedestal where I only stand to fall. I get what I want to. I finally found the one that does not make me all crazy for hanging on to Taylor. I finally found the one that does not take me for a saint who does not like to get dirty. I get what I want.
When Particles Collide live on WMPG's Local Motives. Probably the first drum solo I've had since I've been doing this.
Awesome.
Like good, you know, real drum solo.
Thank you.
Some people joke around, you know, hit a cup. That's it. So you guys want to take a little break? And I've got to read the people the weather, and we'll play Distraction, right?
Were you distracted just now?
No, my
sorry.
Eyesight's just terrible, and I couldn't see way over there.
It's a bad joke. I'm sorry. Yes, that sounds great.
All right, so you guys go enjoy some fresh air, and we'll be back with When Particles Collide in just a few minutes here. You are listening to Local Motives here on WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. It's Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. My name is Josh. I would encourage you to go and check out localmotives.org if you're enjoying the music this evening. You can download and listen to almost every show from the last 2 years or so, maybe a little more. And as I find time, I will post older shows too from before I got involved, which is always fun. Somebody mentioned today, something popped up on my Facebook, and somebody had mentioned the band Thought Christ had Yams, and I happened to have a copy of their show from when they were here back in '99 in my bag. So I thought that was a cool little thing. Anyway, that's my suggestion for you. You know, localmotives.org. And then if you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, whenparticlescollide.com is their website. So, let me tell you here a little bit about the weather. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 32. Ooh, getting cold out there in the evenings. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 50. Scattered showers overnight, mainly between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. Lows around 40. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. And then Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 32 again. And then Monday's going to start out mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. So it's definitely autumn in Maine. There's a freeze warning in effect. Look at that. Freezing temperatures to end the growing season tonight. Freeze warning in effect from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. National Weather Service in Gray has issued a freeze warning, which is in effect from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. Saturday. Temperatures near 30 degrees late tonight into Saturday morning. Sensitive vegetation will be killed if not protected. So, basically they're warning us that it's going to be cold out tonight and things could freeze up. This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. All right. So, now we are going to listen to the last track on When Particles Collide, new CD. The CD is called Ego. The track is called Distraction. And then When Particles Collide, we'll be back live in the studio again in just a few minutes. right, that was Distraction from When Particles Collide's new CD Ego, available at Bull Moose locations near you. And as fate would have it, we have When Particles Collide live in the studio right now.
Awesome.
Can't even believe it worked out this way. Your microphone's on. You don't have to just wave now.
What are the chances? Here we are. Hi.
It's incredible the way that stuff works out.
We magically transport ourselves.
I do really like the full-sized sticker of the CD cover, too. That's a sticker I want to see places.
Me too.
I'm looking around. I'm wondering, can I get away with sticking it on the wall somewhere?
Yes.
We do.
The answer to that question is yes.
Okay. If I get in trouble, though.
It takes up some serious real estate.
I'll put it on my minivan.
Awesome. We haven't put it on our minivan yet, mostly because when we tour, we don't want people to know that our minivan is full of equipment. We want them to think it's full of soccer balls and Cheetos.
Yeah. Have you ever had anything terrible happen to your equipment while out on tour? You hear these terrible things about people.
I don't want to say anything because I don't want... I'm going to knock on wood. Hold on.
I'm sorry. We don't have to talk about this.
It will happen to us eventually, is what I...
Don't think that way.
Well, I mean, chances are good. Uplifting thoughts with When Particles Collide. Welcome to your Friday evening.
I bought this drum set in case it does get stolen.
Thinking, like, maybe I should really upgrade to, you know, a smaller, nicer amp, you know, and then I just think, no, I actually don't want to tour with things that are too nice.
That's a huge amp in the other room, by the way.
It's so stupid.
I walked by and it's just like, whoa.
We call it the third member of the band. If we eventually get a bass player full time, I will downgrade to a smaller amp.
Is that something that you've thought about?
Well, on Saturday, November 2nd, at Asylum in Portland, you can see us with a bass player. Actually, Carl Anderson from The Wrecking will be playing bass with us.
Nice.
I guess, can I say that? Did I just spoil everything? I did.
No, we
did
told people that we were going to have a bass player.
It's your show. I mean,
it's true. Chris is
in
charge.
What you want.
No. I do what I want. I tell people about bass players.
We've been alluding to the fact that we may have a third player with us that evening. We've been talking about it since we made this album. Like, we should really have a bass player some night. And it's just, when are you going to do it? What show's going to be the right show to do it?
Yeah.
You know, and this felt like the right one when we got asked to play this show. We're like, Asylum's pretty big. We should have a bass player that night.
Bring the boom.
Yeah, bring the low end.
So, I mean, has the two-person setup just been mostly out of convenience, or?
I think it's twofold. One is convenience, for sure, for touring and making decisions and, you know, financially, all those things. But I think creatively, it helps us to try to write the best songs we can as a duo.
Yeah.
Which, you know, anytime you restrict the materials you're working with in a creative endeavor, it often helps you to push boundaries and come up with new ideas that you might not think of otherwise. So I think it's been a good challenge for us. And we do really enjoy, especially when we're out on the road, people saying, I can't believe there's just two of you.
Yeah.
So that's a nice feeling. And, you know, if financially and otherwise it works out for us to have more players in the future, I mean, of course, you know, one thing that's nice when we do play with somebody else is it takes the pressure off a little bit, so we tend to be a little more relaxed on stage, which is nice. But, you know, we're pretty much taking the approach of take it as it comes, just work as hard as we can, and a little bit of the que sera sera approach.
And that's November 2nd. At the Asylum.
It is. It's going to be really fun.
You can buy tickets at their box office, or you can go to www.ticketweb.com and pre-order your tickets for $5 or $8 at the door. So I suggest going online and buying them, or heading yourself on over to Asylum tonight. Don't even go to the show that's there. I shouldn't say that. Go to the show that's
horrible.
I think it's Prospect Hill tonight. I mean,
Chris, you're fired.
I might want to go to that. But if you feel like you want to go to the show, you should. But if not, just buy our ticket and come back next week, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have fun together. We'll dance with you.
$5, $8.
$5 still, ahead of time,
even
yeah.
Even $8 is.
$8 is not nothing. Bad.
It's all ages.
Yeah, really? It's all ages.
You could bring your kids.
I could.
You could yeah. You could bring them in. You know how they put those big, giant, like, sound-canceling headphones on the little ones?
I need to get some.
You really do.
We saw.
If you're going to be a rock and roll daddy.
We saw a hipster baby at CMJ this year wearing sound-isolating headphones at his father's concert.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Baby hot.
Yeah.
Saying awkward stuff. I think
awkward.
We should. Totally awkward. I think it's time, Chris, to play the title track.
Pop, pop, bang, bang.
No, there isn't. We could play that song, although you know how I always forget it.
You mean Ego.
I mean Ego. It's not a funny thing to have a song named Ego, but it really happened.
It happened.
It's a true story.
About a band.
Don't give away too much. but I think I would like to play that.
Please.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it, Chris.
I do start.
When Particles Collide, live on WMPG. So we've got about 15 minutes left. By my count, I think you guys have like 2 songs left, right?
Sweet. Yes.
I don't know. You tell me. I'm guessing.
Yeah, we can play... we're going to play a song called Something.
Okay.
An inspiring title. I guess more accurately, it should be called There Is Something.
Your songs, you call them what you want.
That's right. I call them what I want. Yeah.
We did get a phone call while you guys were doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did my mom call?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know your family, but no.
Did my dad call?
It was not your father.
The ghost of Paul Revere called.
Oh,
to
guys,
say they love you.
I love all of you, every last one. Oh, come in here and play with us.
And I started writing it down like I wasn't going to remember them. You've been here. I know who you are.
Who of Paul Revere?
Right.
What is it again?
It has something to do with like
you
cooking.
Love them? That can't be right.
I got through Ghost of Paul, so I don't know, Ghost of Paul.
I'm
going to
be a cover band and call it
Pauly Shore. Ghost of Pauly Shore.
Where? That's terrible. Look at that. That's brilliant.
Come in and play Wolves with me.
Biodome.
I know.
Yeah. I want them to come in and play this on Wolves. What a great movie. Squirrely!
It's all really happening right here. That's right.
Not just anyone can reference Biodome.
No, my husband can.
I'm pretty certain I saw Biodome in the theater.
Yeah, I believe I did too.
Anyway, my life went on.
Yeah, I am lucky to have not seen Tank Girl, though.
Oh, my God.
I did watch Tank Girl because Ice-T is in it, and I'm a huge Ice-T fan. I think he plays like a kangaroo, though.
It might be worth watching. Maybe I'll see if it's on Netflix or some other illegal streaming site.
No, we pay for all media.
Oh, we pay for everything.
God. Gosh darn it, Chris.
We got 5 seconds, right? Can they edit that out? Beep me in the other room before it happens.
Beep me.
All right, so...
can you guys beep me? Sorry.
We love you, the Ghost of Paul Revere.
Oh, my God, I love the Ghost of Paul Revere.
And they love you. That's exact words.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny is we play pretty different music from each other. And I think that most of my favorite... Like, when did we... We played with them in Belfast, right?
Yeah, at Harbor Fest.
Have we actually played with them another time?
Yeah, they came to Bangor. You went to bed. Sean McCarthy fell asleep in his mother's van out front of the house while everyone else slept inside on a bed.
One giant bed. Hello, welcome to our bed.
You had to teach the next morning, so you went to bed early.
I did, that's right.
And
oh my God.
I stayed up late with the ghost.
So we played a show in Bangor together and then the best show ever in Belfast together. And I pretty much just want to tour with them. Although I don't think my liver could take it.
Are we playing a song?
Yeah, it's called Something.
Oh, okay. You're waiting for me is what you're doing, right?
Yeah, this song is yet to be recorded.
Yeah. That's
right?
How that song goes.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all. No, I don't have anything else to say.
We got another telephone call.
Oh my God, is it my mom?
Is your mom's name Carlos?
Hi, Carlos.
Hey, Carlos.
Carlos? Okay. So there are some people in the world who love and support original local rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And I have not met anyone who does it better or more voraciously than Carlos. He's just an awesome, awesome human being. I'm really glad he's alive. Tell him that I love him.
He's not still on the phone. I don't know his phone number. I'm sorry.
Maybe you guys can be friends.
We'll get on the old Twitter. And
maybe he's listening and you could just tell him.
Carlos, I love you.
There we go.
Perfect Teeth was for you tonight.
And he said he can't wait to see you next Saturday.
I can't wait to see you next Saturday. Carlos, you're really going to like our bass player for that show. There.
So there you go. The whole show, Carlos, is for you. So when particles collide, we've got like 5 minutes left. So we've got just about enough time for your last song, I'd say.
What is the last one that's on there?
Well, it was Distraction. So
but he played it. Should we play this song? Can we play that?
Do you want to play it?
No, I was going to say something else.
Oh, say it.
For the Ghost? Is that
appropriate? Oh, can I play that? I think I can. I think I can do it.
All right, so
hopefully they're still listening.
I hope I know how to play this. Hold on, quick, just like bear with me, internet on the internet.
well, radio waves. You go ahead and figure that out while I just say thank you guys very much for coming in. It's been great. You guys go check them out on whenparticlescollide.com. CDs available in Bull Moose. Show tomorrow night. In Somerville, Mass at Radio, and then next Saturday at Asylum with Air Traffic Controller and Rural Ghosts. Otherwise, stick around for Rob and Stay Rude, and then Hip Hop is Live after that, Dead by Dawn. Stay in and listen to the radio all night.
I think you should. All right, so dear ghost of Paul Revere.
This one's for you.
This one's for you, and if I mess it up, I'm going to find you. And hug you all.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, it looks as though I need another drink. Oh, but you just walked in the room. Oh, looking oh so fine, it makes me think. That empty glass can wait. One, two, three, four. I love you more than vodka. I like you more than gin. But don't push it with the whiskey, boy, 'cause the whiskey always wins. I love
All right. When Particles Collide, thank you guys very much.
Good night, Portland.
Thank you so much and, for having us.
And one last phone call before we went. Chris's mom and dad called, and they love you guys more than vodka.
Almost.
So thank you again for coming in. You guys stick around for Stay Rude with Rob, and you're listening to Stay Rude the Ska Show on WMPG and W281 AC, Gorham, Portland.